I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, babe, truth or dare?
Dare.
I dare you to impress me.
Okay, Alexa, tell Toyota to start my Avalon.
What is your four-digit PIN?
0718.
Our wedding anniversary. Well done, babe.
Play just got serious. Introducing the all-new Avalon, featuring premium tech like available Amazon Alexa control. The all-new Avalon. Toyota, let's go places.
Use remote start only if circumstances surrounding vehicle are legal and safe to do so. Amazon and Alexa are trademarks of Amazon.com, Inc. or its affiliates. Home to vehicle functions and requirements will vary.
I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good
one? There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the
What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
I'm sick right now.
Why are you sick?
You are.
Let me tell you what I did. I did some A-hole-ish.
That's nothing new. You're beige. You can't help it.
Nah, but I got to fix this. I got about 10 minutes to fix it. So, you know, if you know me and you follow me, you know Angela Yee and I own homes in Detroit, properties in Detroit that we invested in. And, you know, I'm in the process of fixing one of them up. So the guy that's actually doing the work on the house called me yesterday. And what I'm doing to the house is a little different. I'm putting down wood on the floor, on the whole downstairs floor. They're going to do wood downstairs. So he needed extra money. So I couldn't get to the bank in time. So I said, I'll use Cash App. All right, so he was like, you know, it's going to be an additional $5,000. So if you can't get it to the bank, just Cash App me the money. He sends me his Cash App code. So I said,
he sends it to the wrong person?
Boom, here, send him the $5,000. I'm eating with my wife. 30 minutes later, he hits me. It's like, yo, I never got the money.
You sent it to the wrong person.
I sent the $5,000 to the wrong person.
You're an idiot.
But I there's no getting it back, though.
You can't cancel it? Doesn't it take a little time?
No, I can't get it back. And they were closed last night, so they opened back up at 6 o'clock. So I'm about to go in another room and call them.
Who's the wrong person?
I don't know.
Well, drop on the clues bonds for that person.
Whoever
that's
that
getting
person
a blessing
is,
this morning. That person
no,
is getting
not.
A $5,000 blessing this morning.
We're
courtesy
try to stop
of Cash
that
Up. That man
well,
or woman.
Well, they hold it for a little while. It doesn't automatically come out of your account. It should be pending still.
I hope so, because that $5,000 is gone.
Let
it's
that
out,
blessing
it's out my
go.
Account.
That man or woman got on their knees and they prayed. The first is tomorrow.
Look
rent
on,
is due. Mortgage is due. Bills are due.
Exactly.
And they needed
look
that blessing.
Look on Cash App and see if it says pending.
I try. Well, Cash App says delivered. My bank says well,
God is so good to somebody this morning. Salute to that person who got that $5,000.
So did you
blessing.
Have the wrong person or did he send you the wrong information?
So let's say your Cash App is Yee the Great.
Mm-hmm.
His is Yee the Great One. So I sent it to Yee the Great.
Okay, so you messed up.
I definitely messed up.
You know who is great? God. God is great, and God bless the person who got that $5,000 blessing. Drop one of Clues Bond from God. God works in mysterious ways. God had something happen to you so he can work through you. And now somebody got $5,000.
You might have really helped somebody out that needed it.
I need it. I got five kids.
Let that blessing go.
No, that blessing's not going
anywhere. You in here talking about all the houses that you bought and
that's
all kind of stuff.
I got five kids. I got to make sure I have a retirement plan for a long time.
You made an investment in somebody last night, and it was a $5,000 investment.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know him like that.
Man, that's nice that you did that.
That's
You're a good guy.
No,
that's
coming
back. You are a good dude.
No,
it is going to come back to you in a lot of positive ways.
No.
Okay.
How do I know I'm not sending it to somebody that's not a nice person? That's an evil person. That's a bad person.
I don't think they would have Cash App.
Yeah, somehow their karma was right.
They wouldn't have Cash App.
How you know they don't have Cash App?
Evil people have GoFundMes. They send us the links all the time.
GoFundMes.
Okay, they have GoFundMes for absolutely nothing.
You know how many Cash App requests I get all the time?
Yeah, me too. I just put ignore.
I decline. So if you don't hear me much in this hour, that's on because I'm on the other line with Cash App because I got to get this bread back.
All right, handle it.
This is ridiculous.
Anyway, Omar Epps is going to be on the show this morning.
I wouldn't know
the
that.
The legend.
I don't have no paperwork in front of me.
Send Omar Epps a Cash App.
The legendary Omar Epps will be on the show next hour. He's got a new book called, what is it called?
From
Fatherless to Fatherhood.
Yes,
there you go.
Fatherhood, yeah. Yes. So we'll kick it with Omar Epps. I'm sick. And we got front page news, Yee?
Yes, we are going to talk about somebody who's not sick. A homeless man that was handing out resumes will tell you how that panned out for him. And also we'll discuss the California wildfires and all the people who've had to evacuate their homes.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I don't want to hear about your problems this morning, all right? I came in here this morning to decompress. Okay, I was watching the Trayvon Martin story on BET
last night, too.
I had to turn it off. I could only watch 30 minutes. I couldn't do it to myself.
My
heart started beating all crazy.
I was crying.
Oh, anxiety started to go through the roof. I had to turn it off.
And it's crazy how the police department can justify not investigating or arresting Zimmerman. I don't understand that.
I mean, it was technically following the law, but that's why that law needs to be adjusted in Florida. That stand your ground law.
Sabrina Fulton, Trayvon's mom, said she hadn't even heard of the Stand Your Ground law until then.
I believe I didn't hear of it until then.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Well, let's get in some front page news. Let's talk about these wildfires, G.
And now, this is a really sad story, so I'm going to just give you a disclaimer before we get started because the audio is going to be difficult to listen to. But there are at least 19 people still reported missing because of the fires raging in Northern California. They said it's so large and so hot that it's creating its own localized weather system with variable strong winds, so it makes it difficult for experts to predict which way the blaze is going to spread. So far, the fire, which started a week ago, is only 23% contained. Now, it's claimed already six lives, which includes a firefighter and a bulldozer operator working to extinguish the blaze. Among those people killed, among those six deaths, are the 70-year-old Melody Bledsoe and her great-grandchildren. And here's some audio of them actually calling Ed Bledsoe. He could not get through to his wife and great-grandchildren.
He said, come get me. He said, come and get me. The fire's coming in the back door. Come on, Grandpa. I said, I'm right down the road. He said, come and get us. Emily said, I love you, Grandpa. Grandma says, I love you, Grandpa. And Junior says, I love you. Come and get us. Come and get us. I said, I'm on my way.
Y'all just want me to be sad all day long.
Yeah, he left to go to the store and just avoided this and the family, his great-grandchildren, calling him on the phone. All right.
Wow. What else are we talking about, Yee?
Well, it's a good story. A homeless man was handing out resumes in Silicon Valley. David Caceres, he's a college graduate. He was holding a sign that said, homeless, hungry for success, take a resume. He was actually handing out his resume to motorists in Mountain View, California, where Google is headquartered. And guess what? He's gotten over 200 offers since.
That's great.
A lot more people, just because a woman posted it and it went viral. So everybody's trying to get in touch with him.
We throw that word homeless around too loosely now. Like, it's some people out here that are really, really homeless. What did you say he was, or what?
He's a college grad.
Yes, so he's probably in between places to stay right now. He's not homeless.
Well, that makes you not having a home.
Nah, you know what I mean when I mean homeless. Levels to homelessness.
He calls himself homeless, so
it's levels to homelessness.
I agree.
You understand what I'm saying? Like we just throwing that word homeless around.
There was a guy outside the restaurant last night. He was homeless.
And the man we just saw is dressed nice. Yeah, he's passing out his resumes in Silicon Valley, like, you know. Like,
yeah, the guy last night, I am sure couldn't get a resume done, anything printed up. He definitely doesn't have a suit, and he didn't care if it was food or
you
money
know what?
Last
we,
night. That's... There's a level.
But we can't, well, hold on, no. We can't stereotype what that is because there's a lot of people who have went to college and did all the things that you don't even think stereotypically they'd be homeless. And because of hard times or whatever might happen, we don't even know what happened in his real life. He could be homeless. You can't just assume because he's dressed nicely and he's done this
all
as a
I'm
marketing.
All I'm saying is levels to homelessness.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
He
had a fresh haircut, like...
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, that's not New York homeless. Like, New York homeless is a little different. Like, that looks...
You would be surprised at people who are homeless. We actually served food in a homeless shelter, and a lot of people there were very clean cut with decent clothes on and everything. You can't just look at somebody...
I'm not talking about just appearance. I'm just saying I think it's levels of homelessness. That's all I'm saying. Okay? Because that guy had a resume. He's fresh out of college.
Okay.
Right. And he's down in Silicon Valley passing out the rain. And by the way, it's a great way to get noticed.
Well, I can't
great marketing tool.
I can't say that he's not had it rough.
All right. Well, last front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you were sending some money to somebody through the Cash App it to the wrong person, and now you might be out $5,000. Maybe that pissed you off.
Hey, for all you know, that person that you sent that $5,000 to could have been homeless. And then they won't be after they receive that money. Okay, that's a nice down payment on a nice little apartment. Drop on the clues bomb for that person. All right, I am happy for the blessing that they received.
I'm getting that money back.
All right?
Nah, I'm getting that money back. Well, whatever it is, if you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, yes, this is Dean from Baltimore.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
I want to get off my chest that I'm blessed that the fact that I finally got myself out of financial struggle, and I'm actually living life really good right now with me and my family and my wife and my daughter.
Congratulations, and my brother. Did you get that $5,000 from Envy through Cash App?
Nah, F that. We getting that money back.
Actually, no, I didn't. I wish I did, though.
No, you didn't. You got to send that back. All right, thank you.
Somewhere in America right now, somebody is $5,000 richer via Cash App, and they have no idea. I would love to hear from you this morning.
The right thing to do
you won't hear from him.
Is to give that money back. It's just like if money falls off a Brink truck, it doesn't mean that's your money. You got to give that money back.
Well, guess
this
what? You ain't no Brink truck. You.
You
sent it to them.
No.
Right? Okay.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Julian.
What's up, Julian? Get it off your chest, bro.
I'm just upset because my brother-in-law, he's getting married on Friday. And I wasn't invited he got married going through the court and they didn't invite me. So it got me upset because they only call me when they need me. You know, if he needs me for something, that's the only time he calls me.
But who did he invite?
He invited the family, but then they cut me off the wedding without telling me.
Oh my gosh.
You know?
You must be annoying.
Yeah, something's not right.
No, then he needed me. They needed me to be part of it again. You know, and he wanted me to be the best man, but now since
now he don't want you. They were using you for your money, bro.
What I'm doing now.
They were using you for your money, bro.
Well, it ain't about money, bro. It's just about the principle, you know. If I help them all the time, why are you gonna do that to me? Now that you don't have nobody, now you wanna come and have me be in there, I'm good though.
All right, man. Wagwan.
Wagwan.
Get it off your chest, brethren.
Good morning. Good morning, Angela.
Good
DJ
morning.
Envy, Charlemagne the God.
What's happening, my brother?
What's up? I'm good. I heard the guys talking about the Kush.
The Kush?
You know that's a Jamaican. Yeah, the weed, the weed.
We know what it is.
We were talking about weed. I remember talking about the weed.
I didn't know we were talking
but
about
But anyway, go ahead, man. What's up?
You high? You delusional?
The past week when Wiz Khalifa was there.
Oh, Wiz Khalifa was here. That was a couple days ago.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah,
what's up, man?
Yeah, I just wanted to drop a few bars about the weed. Is that okay?
Man, I thought you were about to say you want to drop some weed off here. I was about to say, great. Now you talking about some bars?
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Okay, here it goes. Hey,
When me a roll up, me a puff weed, cause she a fi load up with the best weed. Me no want no low mess, no bush weed, so me travel down a sent best to the west weed. Me get a high grade sentence for the weed, me have a red contact lens for the weed. The grab off the bad for me get a hot repurpose skunk, me see smell me no small touch weed.
Hey!
Me house.
Chalk the chicken!
Give me
chalk
the weed!
Chalk the chicken!
Hey!
Chalk the chicken!
Give me the weed!
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 Chalk the chicken!
More fire! More fire!
Yeah, man.
Get
ball
off
man.
Your chest, man. 800-585-1051. Tree. I just wanted to say tree. I know there's no three in the number, but
yeah,
tree.
Don't confuse the people. We new to some markets. Salute to Toronto, and you talking about Power 105.13.
All right.
First of all, we're on in a 50, 80-plus market, sir.
All right. 800-585. You think the 80 markets understood him?
No.
Get it off your chest. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
This is Ashley from Chesapeake.
Ashley from the 757. Get it off your chest,
hey.
Mama.
Hey, I was just calling to say how I'm blessed. I lost my job a month ago, but I've still been able to, you know, pay my bills, keep them over my kids' head. So
there you go. The first is tomorrow. Don't be afraid of it. You got your money? You got your rent money ready?
Oh, I got half of it.
And don't worry. You get the other half on the next payday.
Yeah.
All right, Mama. Hello, who's this?
What's up, Envy?
Hey, Trav.
Oh,
what's
my
up, Trav?
Gosh. Hi, Trav.
Yeah, I just, you know what's so crazy, Envy?
What?
Somebody just, like, the other day, I actually just DM'd Ye the screenshot. Somebody accidentally cash at me, like, 2 days ago.
You trying to blame us for that?
How much?
They sent me, like, $80. And
that's nice.
I was sitting at my desk and I got the notification and somebody sent me $80. I was like, what in the world?
Oh, let me see this.
So I just took it as a blessing.
Why are y'all so upset about these random blessings y'all receiving?
No, but
wait, hold on. You said
later,
they asked for it back.
Yeah, so like 30 minutes later, I got another request and it was a request for $80 in the notes field. It said, hey, I was sent by accident. Please send back.
Did you give it back?
Yeah, I sent it back because I didn't want bad karma.
There you go.
I'll take $80 yesterday and then lose $280 next week.
That's right. What if it now, Chad? What if it was $5,000?
$5,000? I feel like Cash App is going to go in my account and take that back anyway.
That's right. I'm calling Cash App in 5 minutes. We're going to get that money back.
That could be God's digital way of testing people.
That's true, too.
You know what I'm saying? Let me give you this money, and then when you get that alert, talk about send it back. Let me see what's really in your heart.
But listen, I actually called to talk about Nikki today.
Okay.
Nikki who?
Here we go. He does not like the barbs.
Which Nikki?
You know what Nikki.
Oh, Minaj. Okay.
We're talking about Nicki Minaj, the one that blocked me.
Mm. Okay.
And ever since until she unblocked me, ain't nothing going to go right by her.
Lord. So you wanted to unblock right you her. Now.
Fifi's the number four song in the country, featuring Tekashi 6ix9ine, featuring Nicki. Fifi's number four song in the country, though.
Yes, and actually she did kill Fifi. She actually killed that verse.
I'm not mad at Fifi.
This Forbes. Magazine.
Oh, man.
It was written about her.
Yes,
I read that
like
article.
And I can say that I think a lot of that came from his hate towards Tekashi 6ix9ine. But I do want to say what he said about her musically, he honestly said no lies.
Why don't you tell everybody your Instagram so she can unblock you?
You better not. Them bombs attack your ass.
How would you DM her my Instagram, Yee, so she can unblock me?
She probably not speaking to Yee now either.
Oh, yeah, she probably don't like none of y'all.
I will say that Forbes article, it seemed like it came from a good place, but I will say out of those six songs she's released, I dig two of them. I like Chun-Li, and I like Fifi's. I like Fifi.
Well, one more thing, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Next time you ever go visit one of the girls, like a Kamyoncé or a Roland Ray, please bring me.
You know what I mean? You want me to bring you?
I need to be there, Charlamagne.
Kamyoncé, my partner. I like Kamyoncé. Kamyoncé funny as hell.
Kamyoncé seem like he funny as hell.
Roland Ray seem kind of evil. Like, he got a lot of bitterness inside of him. But Kamyoncé cool. If you don't know what he's talking about, he's talking about this show I EP called Catfish Trolls.
Oh, I didn't know. What was going on?
That comes on every Wednesday,
like,
at 10 p.m. The Shade Room posted a clip from last week's episode.
Oh.
It's only three episodes.
Angela, you got to watch that. You definitely got to watch that.
Well, yes, Trav.
Tomorrow's the last episode, 10 p.m. on MTV.
Bye-bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye, Trav.
It was actually three episodes. The last episode we shot was actually the Kamyoncé, Roland Ray episode. They shut production down after that.
Oh.
After Kamyoncé threw that water on Roland Ray, and Roland Ray was in an electric wheelchair. That could have been bad.
Whoa. I don't know. If I would have watched this.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, let's talk about Demi Lovato. We have an update on her and what's going on. She's still in the hospital. We'll tell you about the complications of what's happening after her overdose.
All right, we'll get into all that, and Omar Epps will be joining us next hour. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
To be mean to somebody when you really don't want to be mean to them.
Well, then it makes sense.
You usually end up in your feelings.
It's a progression.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. I haven't got my $5,000 yet.
Man, shut up about your little $5,000 you sent to somebody through Cash App.
Tomorrow is the first. That's a lot. Yeah, I thought Cash App was open 6, but it's not open at 6 Eastern time.
Listen,
so
the
money
is gone.
I got to wait till 9.
You keep talking about it, you're going to get donkey today for
you
it.
You should call you got to call your bank. When does your bank open?
My bank doesn't open until 7 a.m.
Why are you trying to take back the blessing that God bestowed on you to give to somebody else? You think it was an accident that you sent $5,000 to somebody via Cash App?
I know that person got that money, and they're like, nice for what?
Yes, that was an accident.
No, it wasn't. That was God's way of saying, I need you to help somebody.
That was God's plan.
You don't even
plan.
Know why you're helping them.
We're doing all Drake lyrics this morning. Now, that was God's plan.
I got to come back. I'm upset if we're doing Drake lyrics.
You should have did it. I'm upset.
Yeah, I'm upset. Anyway, let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Demi Lovato.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Demi Lovato is still in the hospital after overdosing on drugs last week. They're saying she's very sick. She's suffering extreme nausea, a high fever, amongst other things. And that's all the complications related to the overdose. We don't know exactly when she's going to get out, but they did say she's under the care of medical experts. They expect her to make a full recovery. And right now, she's not even talking about going to rehab. She can't even think about that because she does need it to save her life, but she's just not in good shape. She's just still very sick. Now, her backup dancer, who is a close friend of hers, has also been attacked online. They're saying that she allegedly instigated her drug use, and there were reports saying the incident happened after a night out celebrating her birthday, but Danny Vitale has said that she was not with Demi at the time of the incident, and she said, just no negativity right now. I was not with Demi when the incident happened. I'm with her now and will continue to be because she means the world to me just as she does to all of you.
It doesn't matter if he or she was with Demi or not. Like, Demi is a grown-ass woman who made choices.
That is true, but if that person's a bad influence on their life, then Demi shouldn't be around
that
person.
Still make choices.
Yeah, still, but some people are vulnerable to things and you don't need that negativity of a bad person around your life.
She's basically saying that I have nothing but love in my heart for her. There's no need for any negativity towards the ones who care about Demi at this time. There's too much of it in this world as it is. So for people that think it's her fault, she's saying no, not at all.
It's nobody's fault except for Demi, because Demi made the choice to do drugs.
All right, now, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he just did something great on the gram. He actually ended up giving his stunt double, who, by the way, is also his cousin, Tanoia Reid, a very special gift, and he posted it online. Here it is.
Scorpion King was our first we got movie together.
Oh, yeah, and then when I saw him, I was like, oh, my God, looks like my twin. The truth is, he's been an incredible partner and brother to me. It's been an honor, Uso, and I want to say from the bottom of my heart, I love you. I thank you, and enjoy your new truck.
That's exactly what you need to say to that person you sent that $5,000 to via Cash App, Envy.
Well, hold on.
I love you, and congratulations.
Enjoy your truck.
Enjoy your $5,000.
I don't know if I love them. I don't know if they're a good person.
Well, as a stunt double, he's broken multiple bones, severed tendons, torn ligaments, and just been a badass, achieving several Stuntman of the Year.
He deserves that truck. Yeah, mm-hmm. He does.
I hope you got the same kind of health care The Rock got. That's what I hope.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
All right, Chrissy Teigen admitted something. She admitted that she got very jealous when John Legend's Green Light video was being shot. Now, she went on Twitter and told the whole entire story about the video. She said, it began with our friends, John's manager and co-writers, and a couple of others talking about how beautiful some of the women were on set. And they were, but in my mind, they not only were talking about it, they were talking about it on purpose to rile me up. Looking back and knowing how well I know them now, they were definitely riling me up and getting a kick out of it. I was watching the monitor with all the guys, and someone, I can't remember who, said, ooh, look at that girl with John. So I watched the monitor like a psychotic hawk, and in my mind, he was in trouble. Keep in mind, John and I met on a video. I was that girl. I know how this ish works. He probably laughed at something she said, and in my mind, it was some grand conversation I was conjuring up. They were probably just talking about craft services, but in my mind, she was like, hey, we should bone, and he was like, ha ha, F yeah. And she said she lost it. Anger turned to sobbing, turned to fleeing the set and getting a hotel room. The director was baffled. Everyone was. But she said she was just a jealous, angry 22-year-old at the time.
Nothing wrong with a little jealousy and anger to let me know you care.
Nah, don't play that. My friends better not play that game with my wife. You want your friends to play that game with your wife?
What do you mean?
Well, like
you shoot a video and they're like, oh, she's bad. Oh, she's, nope.
No, I don't want
to. It wasn't his wife at the time. She was only 22 years old. And she said now that she knows them, she realizes they were doing that on purpose. All right, Tokyo.
It's good to let people know that, you know, I still got it. That's right. Okay, it's good. I'm good that you show me a little jealousy. Let me know you care.
But I get it. She was upset because she met him on set of a video, too. And she was like, no, we know how this turned out. All right, now let's talk about Tokyo Toni. That's Blac Chyna's mom. She's going in on her daughter and said something that she probably could never, ever take back. Now, if you remember last week, she reached out to Amber Rose on social media. She said, hey, Amber Rose, you're the only person that I know who does not fear her. Can you do me a favor? If it's anywhere deep in your heart, can you please tell her? I said, let me see those kids. I'm so very sorry to come at you in this way on social media, but there's no other way. All of her employees, makeup artists, and hairstylists, all of these people are sorry-ass chumps. The nanny is a bum bitch. That fat Nick Square Bob Squarepants and his body bitch is a loser. She has nothing but yes people around her. Hmm. Well, she also posted this.
Blac Chyna, the name I gave you was Angela Renee. The disrespect that you have been giving me for the past quite a few years, I've tolerated it because I'm your mama, you're the only child, but you better keep in mind I'm a bad bitch.
What?
See, you wouldn't be where the f*** you are if it wasn't for me. Oh, f*** birthing you, bitch. That was a mistake. You was a statutory rape baby.
Jesus Christ.
Woo. I wouldn't let you see my kids either. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, first
talk to me like that.
That sounds justified.
And that's not Blac Chyna's fault. That's
and
the way
not
she
letting
was
her
conceived.
See the kids.
And that's not Blac Chyna's fault. That's the way she was conceived. And why she said that like it's an insult to Blac Chyna. And Blac Chyna, I would tell you call your mama, but I can see why you don't.
Yeah. There's no way right now you would say, oh, you need to call her. No
and
way.
You know, when you pray to God to take negativity out of your life, he's not swinging at spirits. He's swinging at people and things that are the embodiment of that negativity. And it could be people close to you, including your mother. So bye-bye, mama.
That's awful. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Remember when Tokyo Justice randomly came up here one time?
She's
going
to see you.
Not Tokyo Jets. Look at Tokyo Jets.
Tokyo Jets was here.
Blac Chyna.
Tokyo Toni.
You remember that?
Yeah. She said you invited her.
That made no sense. I don't even know her.
And you took a picture with her.
I did take a picture with her, though.
Okay, so you did invite her.
She was like, I'm Blac Chyna's mama. I'm like, Blac Chyna got a mama?
Of course she does.
At the time, it didn't sound real. Remember, it was like 3 years ago, and it was like her name was Tokyo something. And I'm like, huh? That doesn't even sound right.
All right. When we come back, Omar Epps will be joining us. So we'll kick it with Omar Epps. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
A legend, man.
A legend.
Show some respect.
Omar Epps.
What's up, my brother?
What's good?
So before we get this started, what was your favorite Omar Epps movie, Yee?
Juice is always the most memorable. I know that was your first one ever.
Yes.
But that kind of just solidified everything. So when I think Omar Epps, first and foremost, I always think of Juice.
Charlamagne?
I might say the wood.
Love and Basketball
legendary.
Was dope
too.
Mine is Juice.
Because that's like a dream relationship.
What was your favorite?
I don't necessarily have a favorite, but there's nothing like the first. So Juice was just magical, bro. Like me, it's Pac, it's Ernest Diggins, Sam Jackson, Latifah. Like it was just a magical time for us, the culture, hip hop. Like it was crazy. I was 17 when I did that show.
Wow.
I'm in a movie, right?
Starring.
But I'm talking about, no, in real life. Like at that time, I'm living in a movie. Like life is just happening in a way that's just incredible.
I'm jealous and envious of anybody who got a chance to build with Pac. And Pac always said, if you ask 10 different people what they think about Pac, you get 10 different answers. So I'm gonna ask you, what'd you think about Pac?
Pac was everything that you would imagine he was. You know what I'm saying? Like he was a powerful, powerful brother. You know those people like you, and you don't have to be a celebrity. There's people that you meet that have a energy around them, an aura around them that's like kind of larger than life.
Absolutely.
He was one of them dudes. Mm-hmm. You know, where you ain't even have to know he was. It wasn't about being famous. It's just like, yo, who's this dude, man? And you sit down and you build with him. He's like, yo, this dude is plugged in a whole different way.
A lot of people say Pac, the Thug Life Pac came after he played Bishop. Like he never got out of that character. Did you see a change? Or?
It was a little bit. You know, I think he pushed it a little bit more, but you know, he was energetic and he was passionate and he was passionate about the hood. You know what I mean? Because he was a revolutionary. What he came from with his moms, God bless the dead and all of that. But he walked with that. Mm-hmm. You know, he walked with that revolutionary feel, the knowledge. He was big about, like, whenever, you know, traveling somewhere, it's like you hit the hood first, because that's where the pulse of the people is really at.
Right.
And it's crazy because when I think about it now, it's like part of that mentality is kind of what led to certain things, you know, but that was Pac.
Now, how did you get the role, the starring role in Juice as your first movie, the star?
Yeah. I went to LaGuardia, mm-hmm. High School Performing Arts.
And he went to school with Marlon Wayans, by the way.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah,
hated
yeah.
each other at
yeah,
first. Yeah.
I know he was up here.
He yesterday. Was up here.
Yeah, exactly. So fresh out of high school, auditioning, I was figuring out, you know, should I go to college? Or, you know, I was one of them like, yo, I'm going to take a year off and figure out what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Got this audition for this movie, and they did it like a cattle call, mm-hmm. which is like meaning they seeing
everybody,
thousands of people or whatever. Went up there and boom, boom. You know, one thing led to the next. And
you tried out for the main role, or did you try out for Pac's part? Or?
Yeah, well, the way that it worked was originally I went in for the character Q, mm-hmm. but they was, you know, because it was four people, so they was like, yo, moving things around. All right, well, come back in and read this role. All right, you come back in and read this role. And then they was grouping us together. Like, all right, y'all two come in and read for these. And it was just like this, they was trying to figure out the chemistry. Mm. And then they took us to a dinner where it was like eight of us, mm-hmm. you know? And then after that, I'll never forget this when I used to live in East New York, and I was at the crib one day, Dolo, and phone rang. It's before cell phones.
Mm-hmm. Before cell phones.
Yeah, yeah.
The house phone.
So you was at the house literally waiting on that call.
He was at the house.
Yeah. Not waiting, but just at the crib.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Phone ring is Ernest Dickerson. Mm. He was like, hey, what's up, brother? You know, then I was like, yo, what's going on? He was like, well, you know, I want to tell you, you got the role. Word, yo, thank you. You know, mm-hmm. just, you know, grateful. We hung up, called Mom's. Yo, Ma, I got the role. My mom's like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Like, you know what I mean? Because it was.
She never expected it was going to be that
yeah.
big.
Yeah, my mom's. It didn't hit her until we was at the premiere, Juice, and we was sitting like a seat away from Diana Ross.
Mm.
That's when I see my mom's was like, yo.
Oh, this is so real.
Diana like, Ross was at the premiere, Juice.
Yeah, man.
Really?
Diana Ross.
Deal. Wow.
Yeah, you see Tracy.
Yeah.
You know?
How much you got paid for that? $5,000?
$12,000.
Wow.
But $12,000 to a 17-year-old kid. A
lot of money.
From Brooklyn, you like.
That's everything.
You thinking that's like $120. You like, yo, I'm getting the whip. You don't know. You know what I'm saying?
You have royalties or any of that?
You probably still owe taxes on it.
No. I take care of my taxes.
What I like about your early story is you talk about the confidence that you had. Like, you knew you were going to get into LaGuardia.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of is like, sometimes we get so nervous, we talk ourselves out of things.
Yeah.
But you just knew it. Even afterward, $12,000 is like, people thought you were rich.
Yeah.
After seeing you in Juice, they assume... Well, he's starring in a movie. Everybody knows him.
Yeah, they think that. And I mean, that people still have that perception when they see people get on and on. And but, you know, for me, it was all, you know, it was about the marathon. You know what I mean? Like, I think being so young, I think when you're young, your naivete shields you from the realities of the business. You know what I mean? You're young. You thinking like, this is what it's going
to
be.
You just happy to be popping. People know you.
Yeah, people know you. But for me, it's, you know, going back to that craft part, like, you know, my hero was Sidney Poitier growing up as far as acting. So, you know, looking at his history and all of that, it was just like, that's the path. I wanted to carve my own path, but in that way. And, you know, our culture, hip hop, is of that time. Mm. So I'm feeling like, oh, it's popping, but it's a marathon. Mm-hmm. It's not a sprint. So I wasn't solely focused on this one moment. It was like, all right, how do I make this breathe, you know, how I stretch this out, because, you know, in what I do as far as acting, it's like it's tough to make a living out of this, you know.
You've been doing it for over two decades now,
for so long.
I'm blessed. That ain't nothing but the grace of God, but it's tough.
You gotta stay working.
I'm gonna change movie too. My favorite On My Epps movie. I just thought about what my favorite On My Epps movie.
What's that?
What?
In Too Deep.
All right.
In Too Deep is my favorite On My Epps movie.
I went to that premiere. You wanna hear something funny?
You went to that premiere?
That is an underrated classic.
Okay, so my boy Gano Grills was in that, right?
Yeah.
And he's the one in the scene where with the pool stick.
Yes, yes, I know.
So I just remember.
You don't want you saying that right now.
No, 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 because I was sitting next to him when it happened in the movie theater. And I just remember when that was happening, I looked.
You love it. You love it. Say you love it.
It was so awkward.
Yo, geesh. L did his thing in that movie, yo.
He did get busy.
He got busy, and because he really wanted to show he had the chops. Gano wasn't really feeling that.
I know, he was sitting right
the concept of that. when it was like, because L was like, nah, we're going to do it. I want to do this. That wasn't like written into the script.
No, wait a minute.
He is a savage. Who no, thinks
that's
of
crazy.
That?
Wait a minute.
But that's, you know, that's what you do as an actor. It's like, yo, this how you could take this moment, take that moment, whatever. So I just thought he was just like, this is how gangsters do it.
That was on the right side of the stick, though. Like,
God.
Well, of course.
That's what I'm saying.
So that was LL's idea. How did he convince the director and everybody and the guy to lay down on the pool?
Because we was in that flow. Like, you trying to create that authenticity.
So that was a great moment for L.
Absolutely.
I mean, just that scene was L. Yeah. That's a memorable scene.
Most of the memorable scenes you see in any movie come from moments like that, mm-hmm. where it's the artist like either improvising or they've crafted something like, we're going to take it this way, take it that way. And then, you know, people are just in the moment because mm-hmm. essentially that's what it is. You're living in the moment.
All right, when we come back, we got to talk about his new book, From Fatherless to Fatherhood. Also, growing up without a dad in his life. All right, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, actor Omar Epps. The name of your book is From Fatherless to Fatherhood.
Yeah.
You did all of this without a dad being in your life.
Yeah.
So now, how strong is your mom or how strong is your family to keep you on that right road to teaching you how to be a man?
I wouldn't be here without moms. You know, my mom's was an educator in the Board of Ed for 30 years. Mm-hmm. Everybody from New York, if you know, that was around in that time, you know who my mom's is. Mm-hmm. She taught a lot of people. And she's just an incredible human being. But yeah, I grew up without my father. And when I was a kid, that was normal. You know, it still is normal.
Right.
And that's why I wrote the book, mm-hmm. you know, to try to change the narrative. I know you, I salute to you, by the way. You know, you out there with your kids holding it down.
Five of them, that's right.
You feel what I'm saying? And that's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. And the concept came from a moment I had with my son. We all working here, mm-hmm. and especially as men, you know, if you work in family, it's hard. And I had a 15-hour day one day. I came home. I just wanted to go to sleep. Wifey was like, yo, he's still up, whatever. And I'm like, all right, yeah. And a thought went through my head, like, at least I'm here, mm-hmm. you know. And, of course, you know, I love my kids to death and all of that. But I'm like.
That's not enough.
It kept echoing in my head, yeah. like, where'd that come from? Mm-hmm. And I went on a journey to try to discover the origins of that because I questioned whether growing up without a father had somehow crept into my fatherhood, mm-hmm. you know. And I just started writing, and halfway through, I was like, man, maybe my story could be used as a tool of inspiration to others.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so that when I'm talking about changing the narrative, because we've made massive strides. You know, y'all have people in here with the statistics and all of that. Mm-hmm. You know, the black community and black men. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've made massive strides, but I'm in the streets. It's a lot of cats that's mm-hmm. still not holding it down.
Yeah.
So how do we really, you know, shift that? How do we change that narrative to where, you know, almost making it like a trend?
I think what you said, you know, showing and proving, you know what I'm saying? Just seeing men with their kids and displaying their kids and loving their kids and being proud to be fathers and talking right. about being with their children.
Right.
You said that's something interesting, mm-hmm. too. You said that the absence of having a father crept into your fatherhood was like you didn't know how to be a father, you think?
No, not that I didn't know how to be a father, but thinking of the...
The financial is not equal to the time that you spend.
No, not at all. But thinking about the subtleties and the nuances of just parenthood, even motherhood in mm-hmm, general, mm-hmm. in society, just the way that women are naturally maternal, even little girls are always, you know, taking care of, mm-hmm. taking care, you know, and as men, the way the societal construct is, it's like we're kind of disconnected from that. So it's, you know, it's a thing, but it don't have to always be a thing. And we could sit here and you could have, you know, the doctors with the PhDs talk about, well, where does it come from? We here now. Like, we acknowledge that. We see this. We see that. But what are we going to do about it? And so you got to have the courage to do that. And you got to have the patience to recognize that, you know, this woman is hurt. You know, there may be some scorn there. There may be some this. And then even for the woman piece, there has to be forgiveness. Because when two people decide to have a child, right, they're making a lifelong commitment to the other person.
Right.
Not just the child.
Right.
Because y'all are going to have this creation for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. You know, so when you think about it in that way, you have to hold that relationship no matter what happens. If it dissolves, if it goes this way, goes that way, y'all still have this responsibility. So there's a respect you have to have for that other person.
Is it true you only spent 4 days total with your father in your whole life?
Yeah.
Wow. Damn.
I only met my pops once when I was 12 years old.
But you seen him. You drove past him and you seen him.
Yeah. Well, that was later.
Yeah, later. Yeah.
That was a movie too. So I met my pops when I was 12, 4 days. And then after that, he was absent again. So skip forward. I'm 19. I was on my second movie. Mm-hmm. I had the BM 325, you know what I'm saying? And I'm riding down Rogers Avenue in Brooklyn. And I got a shorty with me. We go past the mosque on Fulton because my father was Muslim. Mm-hmm. Pull up to the red light, and it's a dude on the corner selling incense and books. And I look over, and it's my pops.
Mm.
And I'm like, yo, see that dude right there? That's, man, I'm a spitting image of my father.
So I told you. You're the spitting image of Mike Tomlin, but go ahead.
me and him got to take a picture to dispel this rumor. But yeah, I seen him, and I'm like, yo, that's my pop. And shorty started bugging out. She was like, yo, you're not going to say nothing to him? And I was like, nah, and I'm just looking, you know, behind the tinted windows. Green light, I just skated off.
See, but
I unpacked that a little in the book, too, mm-hmm. that moment. But that's crazy that even happened, man.
Do you think he had any influence on you and how you turned out? Like,
I think genetically, obviously, I think, you know, a bit mentally, you get something. It's a physiological thing, right? It's passed on to you. But I also had and I will call it the pleasure of trying to build with him. So my oldest daughter's mother was Muslim. Her brother used to go to the mosque with my father. So one day he hits me out the blue. So when I meet my pops when I'm 12, my little sister is 6 weeks old from you know, his girlfriend at the time. I'm 21. My oldest daughter's brother calls me like, yo, I just made Juma with your pops and the, you know, all of that. And I always knew I had a little sister out there. So I'm like, all right, let me, you know, give me his joints. Reach out, try to connect with him, whatever. But that was really just to connect with my sister. I did that, been in her life ever since. Mm. Then when I'm 25, try to reach back out. When I'm 29, try to reach back out. So throughout my life up until, and God bless the dead, my pops just passed recently too. I tried to not make amends, but build a relationship.
Right.
You know,
because I just didn't want that relationship.
I don't know, bro. I can't say he didn't want it. I don't think he knew how to have it. But I told him I forgave him. You know what I mean? And we're here for a reason. The fact that we still here living, like, there's something here. Let's figure that out. And I also told him, you know, you got your own story. But I learned, like, relationships have to be a dialogue. It can't be a monologue.
Right.
And I feel like with him, at least in my experience with him, things would get to a certain point and then he would just cut off. Like, it would stop. So I don't know
what it was about. Maybe the guilt would get to him. Maybe that guilt made it hard for him to look you in the eye and really have conversations with you, because you got to answer those tough questions of why he wasn't there.
Yeah.
Do you think it hurt you more to spend those 4 days and then nothing happened? Or do you think...
I think that depends on the individual. And I think that depends on their environment. For me, it didn't really hurt me in that way because, you know, because my mom's was just that ill. You know what I mean? The love and sense of self-worth that my mother instilled in me at a very young age is the only reason why I'm here. Mm. When I was young, it was like my mom's was like, you know, this is before everybody walking around saying, what up, King? And this years before all of that. My mom's would put that in me. Mm. You know, you a king, you a this, you a that. So I felt worthy. I felt valued, you know, and I think if a child has that, they can navigate that experience. But on a selfish level, yeah, there was disappointment.
Because for your little sister, he was more in and out of her life.
No, he was in and out of all his kids' lives.
Right.
Because it was other kids. And I unpacked this in the book too. Like, for me, that was disappointing because I was his oldest child, and I felt like I would have respected it more. Like, you wasn't in my life, but your other kids, you got it together. All right, you know, you figured it out. People make mistakes. But to then continue on the pattern, that's when it's just like, word, Like, you just choosing this?
So Pops was a Rolling Stone? He had, like, mad brothers and, I mean, mad kids out there?
Yeah. I tell you something crazy. We found out we had a sister that passed in the Iraq War.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey,
crazy.
Mike Tomlin's only 46. Just throwing that out there. It's possible.
It's possible.
All right, now keep it locked. We got more with Omar Epps. All right, when we come back, we got to talk more about his book. And also, did you know he rapped in my mama's basement? We'll talk about it when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Charlamagne the Guy, we are the Breakfast Club. Omar Epps is in the building. Charlamagne?
Now you said your father died and you never got to say goodbye, but you wrote you found peace in that relationship. Like, how did you find the peace?
I had the peace years ago. You can't fabricate what's real. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I had tried to reach out to him and tried to build this some sort of relationship with him throughout the years, and I found peace with this just is what it is. You know what I mean? So, you know, let it be. This is what it is. That's not on me. That's on him. You know what I mean? Yeah. A lot of times I think with different situations, you know, we take things so personal, but it's like we don't have to carry that energy. If that person's making that decision, that's on them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? As long as we're moving from a space of love, it's all good.
Now, you speak about your mom a lot. Was she the reason you didn't get caught up in the streets of Brooklyn? Because you was around the hoodlums and the hooligans.
Yeah. Yeah. Mom Dukes was, like I said, that's that. And I think we need to do this more with our children and our community. It's like a lot of these kids don't feel valued, man. Mm-hmm. So when you don't feel like that, at the end of the day, if you a shorty and you like, well, ain't nobody gonna miss me anyway, or whatever, you know, when you having those thoughts, then you're likely to put yourself in really bad situations and make bad decisions. And for me, you know, I always felt a sense of value. Like, I knew my mother loved me, and I knew, you know, that life is going to work out. Because I knew I was going to be successful, mm-hmm. whatever. Now, I'm not talking about fame. I'm saying if I was a teacher or whatever it was,
right.
I was going to achieve that. So it was like, yo, I'm setting my life up for that. So, and I also had a I spoke to Marlon, but you know, Marlon's my bro. We have a small circle, a brotherhood that's so powerful. Everybody doing their thing in their life, but from when we were shorties, we would hold each other accountable. Like, yo, you better than that. What you doing?
Yeah,
we don't do that's that over dope. Here. What you
and,
doing?
And that's what's missing now. I don't think kids are doing it, and I think that's also because there's a lot of fathers that are not around,
exactly,
not guiding these kids and saying, exactly, nah, you don't need to be doing that.
You said something real key just now that I don't want people to miss. You said that you knew you was going to be successful, but then you said it didn't matter, like not even just entertainment, even if I was a teacher.
Yeah.
I think we have this concept in America that success is only celebrity or fame.
Only fame, yep.
It's crazy as you say that, because what is celebrity nowadays?
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying?
100,000 Instagram followers.
A million Instagram followers.
That's what I'm saying, but success is achievement. It, you know, the look don't, all that fame and stuff, that's the illusion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Success could be volunteering your life to help other people.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, so when I learned that, like, wow, it's really about giving. You know what I mean? When you have it, it's the transfer of the information. And if you can influence somebody for the better, you know, that's what it's all about. That's success.
I think it's also the core people, like you said. You had a very tight core of people around you that actually helped you. Because
mm-hmm.
you guys can encourage each other to do things.
Exactly.
And you know what? It's funny. I see Marlon Wayans is always very consistent. Because you said in the book he would point at homeless people and be like, is that your dad?
Right.
Is that your dad? So obnoxious.
That's right.
Very consistent with who Marlon Wayans is as a person.
How many times did y'all fight?
We that's how we got cool.
Y'all got figured out. Yeah,
y'all didn't get along, right?
That's how we got cool. We were supposed to have this fight that never happened, and then we end up getting into like a, you know, a tussling thing. But nah, we never had a fight.
You gonna fight him with all those brothers?
Yeah, well, I ain't, you know. I had East New York with me. I'm like, well, hey.
He said you guys wrestled, though.
That's what it turned into, and then we kind of got into a stalemate. Mm-hmm. We was like, yo, you let go. Nah, you let go.
Both of y'all tired.
And then we, you know, we've been thick as thieves ever since. But nah, that piece is real. Like, Marlon been the same. Mm-hmm. He's the same dude, man.
Why didn't y'all get along? Because he's clowning too much?
Nah, we didn't get along initially because I'm from Brooklyn, he's from Manhattan, so we used to, like, that's soft anyway. Like, you know, you come from Brooklyn, you like these cats or whatever. And then he had a more diverse, like circle, you know. For me, it was just all black people. He knew, like, you know, well, I knew a couple of, like, Spanish people, but he had, like, white friends, white, you know. But back then, we looking like So then that's more.
He was sold out.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then so it wasn't nothing but that. I think it was the strength. We both had a strength that we was too young to recognize.
Right.
You know what I mean? In each other. And once we found that, like, oh, we yoked, like, equally. You know what I mean? The respect was there. And we've been pushing each other ever since, man. Like, just pushing each other. Like, and these cats out here, it's about that. When it come to that manhood, you know what I'm saying? You got to be, when he win, I win. Mm-hmm. If I win, he win. But we've been like that since I was 12 years old. Ain't no jealousy, ain't no hate. You know what I'm saying? These cats out here is faking them. Yo, bro, Nate, stop faking that. Be real about it. Because at the end of the day, in real life, if something go down, I'm jumping in front of that for my bro, like, for real. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
And these cats is out here, nah, we got almost 30 years of this. We done been through it. You know what I mean? So at a young age, you can have that power, but you got to see it in the people who are worthy. You know what I'm saying? If your brother's pushing you, like, and I'm saying this in the sense of when I would go off track, you know, him and my other brothers, they would sit me down. Yo, what are you doing? Where's your head at?
Holding you accountable.
Holding me accountable. I ain't want to hear that. I'd be screaming at him. Oh, yeah, I'd be all of that. But when that moment passes, I'm like, damn, these dudes actually care about me.
Right.
Actually really love me. And I know I'm doing wrong right now. What am I doing? You know, you need those moments. And you need the people around you to support
all that. Of that's good, but do you retweet his show when it's on? Do you retweet that Marlon's coming on NBC?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, what do you...
You know, that's what's important nowadays.
You are the petty king.
I know you want to jump in front of bullets and all that, but are you retweeting the show? All right.
Yeah. Now, what happened with the rap career? Because you and your cousin were in a rap crew.
Yeah.
Wolfpack. He actually came to my basement, my mama's house.
You remember that?
Freestyle. Yep, absolutely.
Do you remember that?
Absolutely.
You still had that?
Yeah.
Was he any good?
He was all right.
I was decent.
This is back in the ADAT days. I was surprised he came to the crib because it was such a big thing. Because he wasn't... This was... After all these movies came out, so he
really?
Was on fire.
What era was this? This after Juice, after
mm-hmm.
The this, Wood, and all?
This is in that era.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. You wanted to rap after all that success?
Nah, I've been rapping my whole life, but I feel like if this was now, then everybody would hear the music because it was so
yeah,
easy.
They would.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Then they still had the gatekeepers, and to your point, like I'm on over here, so I don't need to do it the way y'all want me. Like that's not who you know they wanted. Yo, do this, do that, do this. And because I was so young and it was happening, there was a wisp of arrogance. Like, Kev Lyles was like, I'm going to put you in the studio with Primo to do four joints. And I was like, nah, my man's got to do the tracks.
Right.
Because I'm a loyal dude.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm missing the opportunity. Like, and shout out to Primo, legend.
How you on Primo?
That's crazy.
I was just
my
loyal.
Primo,
doing,
not
man.
My man.
I'm a lawyer. I'm like, my man.
You could have got on and put your man on.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Where's
you know
everybody else from the crew now?
Everybody living, man.
Nobody ever, like, went on to keep on rapping and...
Nah, everybody ended up, like, we getting jobs.
Well, the book is out right now. You got one more question?
Yeah, I want to know, like, you know, because you come from that renaissance of black star power, and we're in another one now.
Yes, we are.
You know, but I don't know if we necessarily have those movies that feel like those 90s movies. You think it's possible to get, like, that feel again?
I think it's happening as we speak. You got Barry Jenkins, you got Lena Waithe, you got Ava.
Mm-hmm.
You got, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got Ryan Coogler, mm-hmm. I'm just so proud of this brother. You know what I mean? He went from Fruitvale Station to Creed to Black, like, mm-hmm. That trajectory is crazy.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's only on his third joint.
All right. That's gotta be pressure, too.
It's pressure, but he handling it.
Mm-hmm. He's doing it well.
Man, he's delivering what they need, which is profit.
All right.
Well, the book is out right now, From Fatherless to Fatherhood, and we appreciate you for joining us.
Yes, appreciate
sir. The legend, Omar Epps.
That's right. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, listen, man.
Hi.
First of all, I want to say happy born day to a couple people.
Oh.
Number one, the legend Wesley Snipes. Drop on the clues bombs for Wesley Snipes.
Oh, I just met him for the first time. I was so excited. In Puerto Rico.
That's a blessing. I never met him before that I remember. And mm-hmm. I want to drop one of Clues Bombs for the sassy savage, my spirit animal, Lil Uzi Vert. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Lil Uzi Vert. God damn it.
Okay.
Why you start shaking your shoulders like that when you say
you
his
can't,
name?
You can't help but shake your shoulders when you mention Lil Uzi Vert. All right, the sassy savage. All right, I'm on the hunt for a little Uzi in my life.
All right. Yes,
I am.
Cheating on your wife.
I have a very specific type of intern I want, and I want them to be a sassy savage in the vein of Lil Uzi Vert.
All okay. right, we love Vane.
Turn this music up a little bit. Go ahead, keep talking.
You better work.
Hey.
Can Lil we do Uzi rumors, kill please?
Lil Uzi need to remix this for his birthday.
I got a lot of stories I got
to
get
okay,
into.
Okay, all right. Let's get to the rumors. Oh. All right, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Drake.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, congratulations to Drake and a future the Prince, who is his DJ and manager. HBO has picked up the drama Euphoria, and they're going to be joining the show as executive producers. Now, Zendaya is playing the lead role. It follows a group of high school students as they navigate drugs, sex, identity, trauma, social media, love, and friendship. So congratulations to them. That's his first TV show.
Drop on a cool bond for them. HBO is making some very culturally appropriate moves. I saw Kid Fury got a comedy coming.
I'm getting
over there
to that right now. Oh, okay. Thank you. Kid Fury and Lena Waithe have also been developing an HBO comedy series. They announced that on Variety. Now they are putting their talents together. They're doing a half-hour comedy series. It's not titled yet, but it will center around a sarcastic gay black man who's living in New York, trying to find his niche while also battling clinical depression.
So it's a documentary on Kid Fury.
So they're saying it's a surreal, dark comedy. So congratulations to them.
Drop
on
the clues bombs for Kid Fury. I love Kid Fury. I love to read. Salute to Crystal.
Big deal over there. Now, Living Single, apparently there might really be a reboot in the works. They've been talking about this for quite some time. And our girl, Erica Alexander, gave this little hint on Instagram.
Anybody know how to reboot this?
She pointed at her laptop. So that was her dropping a hint.
Okay.
And then she wrote, anyone need a reboot? Maxine Shaw effect, reboot, Living Single, no warranty.
I'm happy for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hating a little bit.
Why?
Because I want the girlfriend's movie. I do.
Okay. You can have both.
I do.
Right here.
I was thinking yesterday, what would I want more, a Living Single reboot or a girlfriend's movie?
And Why can't you have both? Why you got to choose?
I mean, if I could only have one, I would want the girlfriend's movie.
What would you rather have, the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl or a girlfriend's movie?
Girlfriend's movie.
This guy.
Not even close. Girlfriend's movie.
Not doing the football thing this year.
Nah, not watching the NFL this year. So definitely the girlfriend's movie.
All right, now Insecure fans have gotten a petition together. They want to bring Lawrence back. The Lawrence Hive is in effect. Now the post says, sign a petition to HBO pleading for Jay Ellis to return as Lawrence, then share far and wide so that everyone who loves Lawrence can have their voice heard. Yo. We want Lawrence back. Hashtag, where's Lawrence?
I got my Best Buy shirt on this morning.
You are sassy this morning, bro.
Am I not wearing my Best Buy shirt?
You are sassy.
By the way, that wasn't just a post. That was a sponsored post.
Now I'm going to get to that.
Somebody spent money for that.
Can I get to that? Now, Issa Rae reposted it. And she said, wow, a sponsored post, though, like money was spent. So, yeah, somebody spent money to spread the word to try to get Lawrence back.
Listen, man, as soon as I got that extra $5,000 via Cash App accidentally yesterday, I knew where to put my money.
Yeah, all right.
All right, now, Jay-Z,
I'm getting my money back.
Let's talk about this Stand Your Ground law. After watching the Trayvon Martin documentary yesterday, Rest in Power, the Trayvon Martin story, part one, was on last night. He's hoping that people will actually analyze Florida's Stand Your Ground law. He said to the New York Times, this law, we have to get people to understand what it says. Of course, he will not be found guilty. It's very difficult to be found guilty with this law as it stands today. So that means, you know, stand your ground. If anybody feels like they're under duress, they're allowed to potentially kill another civilian. And that's how George Zimmerman managed to get away with killing Trayvon Martin, who was only 17 years old at the time. Now, Jay-Z also said that he doesn't subscribe to the idea that celebrities, specifically black celebrities, are obligated to be vocal on social issues. He said, I think the way that people view celebrity is unfair. Everyone should be filling in and doing their part because it isn't about money. It's not.
Yeah, so just like the Khalif Browder documentary opened everybody's eyes to the harsh conditions of Rikers, the Trayvon Martin documentary is opening people's eyes to the reality of the Stand Your Ground law.
Right, so hopefully people will take another look at that. Now, let's talk about another show that's coming to Netflix now. Octavia Spencer and LeBron James limited series about Madam C.J. Walker. Netflix has officially announced that they are doing that. And it's going to be an 8-episode series based on the book On Our Own Ground. If you don't know who Madam C.J. Walker is, she was built a beauty empire from the ground up for a hair care formula for black women. And she became the first self-made female millionaire, first black female millionaire. She was a daughter of slaves, orphaned at age 7, married at 14, and widowed at 20. She worked as a washerwoman for 20 years, earning $1.50 a week, and all that changed.
Man, it's a lot of dope-ass content out there, man. Drop one of Clues Bomb for all those people creating that dope-ass content.
All right, now we also, let's talk about LeBron some more, because he has that show, The Shop. That's on HBO as well. So basically, they're announcing people that they're going to be on
HBO
the series.
Cooking.
Snoop Dogg, Vince Staples. The series premieres on Tuesday, August 28th. So they'll be looking to make an impact through high-profile guests. The first show is Snoop, Odell Beckham Jr., Draymond Green, two-time WNBA MVP Candace Parker, and Jon Stewart. So there you have it. And with LeBron, by the way, he just recently opened a school yesterday.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And he talks about sports and how he feels like Donald Trump is dividing people using sports.
He's dividing us. And what I noticed over the last few months, that he's kind of used sport to kind of divide us. And that's something that I can't relate to, because I know that sport was the first time I ever was around someone white. You know, and I got an opportunity to see them and learn about them, and they got an opportunity to learn about me, and we became very good friends. And I was like, oh, wow, this is all because of sports. And sports has never been something that divide people. It's always been something that brings someone together.
That is a fact. I even think about my first white friend. Salute to my man Thomas Evans. He used to live next to us in Monk's Corner, South Carolina, and we all got together playing football in the yard.
You play sports?
In the yard, football, okay? Still a sport.
I just can't.
All right, we were playing football in the yard.
That's
very
around,
true. Right? I actually played field hockey and I played basketball.
I never played organized sports.
I ran track.
I was bad. My grades were bad.
You were short.
First of all, I was athletic to be short.
I'm not athletic.
Do you see this body? Do I have to stand up? Okay. I've always had this athletic frame. This is all muscle memory.
That body just got here.
No, that body just got here.
You look like a punter.
I used to have a 72-inch vertical leap.
Get out of here.
I don't care if you believe me or not. I'm telling you what my God showed me.
We don't care what you used to do.
Okay. Yeah, I had a 72-inch vertical
show
leap.
Show us.
All right? Don't think that I wasn't athletic. I was an athletic.
It was no damn.
Tell us more about
that. You can move your shoulders, bro.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne!
Yes.
Who are you giving them shoulders to, Minna Donkey, too?
Well, first of all, I don't like the lack of confidence that was showed by my co-host just now in me, so I need my confidence uplifted before I get into this donkey.
So, you know, the best way to do that is to put someone else down.
Now, play some music for them. Okay.
Well, feel thank good, you, right? Thank you. You know what? Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I hear some music. Yeah, good.
You better.
Hey. All right. I'm feeling the spirit a little oozy this morning.
There you go.
Four after the hour, I want to give Donkey today to all the idiots out there who are accidentally sending money via Cash App. Does anybody in this room know an idiot that sent some money accidentally via
Cash App? I do.
You know someone, Yee?
I know someone, too.
And I can't wait to talk about them four after the hour.
Just say my name.
Four after the hour, all you idiots who accidentally send money via Cash App, we're talking to you.
Who could be that dumb? If you're going to talk about me, just say my name.
Someone with a beige brain. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, July 31st, may hit close to home. It goes to all you foolish people who accidentally send money to people you don't know via Cash App. Now, since July 12, 2017, I have been receiving Cash App reminders, requests from someone named Theodore. Only Theodore I acknowledge is Theodore Roosevelt, Ghostface's crew, Theodore Unit, and Theodore from Alvin and the Chipmunks.
No Theodore Huxtable?
Oh, Theodore Huxtable, you're right. Drop on the Clues Bomb, Theodore Huxtable. Forgot about him. This Theodore guy has literally been requesting $150 from me since July 12th. Actually, he only requested it for a week, from like July 12th to July 19th. And then he stopped because I think he realized that I'm ignoring him the way Jesus is ignoring his prayers. Okay, there's nothing about that Cash App request that would make me of sound mind and body click on that link and send him that money purposely and especially accidentally. Okay, here's the thing. Tomorrow is the first of the month. August 1st, rent is due, mortgage bills, any little extra cash you receive is a blessing. if you accidentally send someone money via Cash App around this time of month, you have to look at it as you being a blessing to someone else, okay? God allowed that to happen to you so he could be a blessing through you. Don't block someone's blessing by accidentally sending money via Cash App and then asking for it back. Who would do such a thing? Now, I don't even see how it's possible to accidentally send someone money via Cash App, okay? I am the type of person who likes to measure twice in order to cut once, and I just don't see how it's possible unless you are indeed a moron. You think, Angelique?
Yes, you have to be a moron to do that.
I asked Twitter if people...
a lot of money.
I asked Twitter if people accidentally send money via Cash App, right? And I am getting an overwhelming amount of hell no's and Cash App names sent to me with people saying, could you tell that stupid person to accidentally send it here? Aries Cadoz on Twitter said, how? All that confirming and clicking you got to do ain't no excuse.
Are you
just
sure?
Just admit you're stupid and keep it pushing. Yayi says, hell to the nah. I double, triple check before I send. What do I look like, an idiot? Zype T-Word on Twitter said, I was literally just requested money from someone yesterday. No clue who they are. I'm too scared to open the app in case it's some scam or hacker. And plus, I'm not a dumbass. This is what they're all saying. So once again, I don't see how it's possible to send money via Cash App. Like, how stupid can you be? Let me ask my coworkers. Is there any idiots in the room who have ever accidentally sent someone money via Cash App? Yeah, you want to, anybody?
Absolutely not. And I use Cash App at least 3 times a week.
Well, you're the smartest person in the room. I don't expect that to happen. Daniel?
Nope.
Mocha? Yeah. Eddie? Any here?
I don't have cash.
I don't have cash. What's your Cash App? Let's talk about a fund me. Go fund me.
Hey, Envy, you ever did anything like this?
I wasn't paying attention. What's the question?
Did you ever accidentally send anybody any money via Cash App?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Really? You know what? Come to think of it, I think I did overhear you this morning saying your dumbass sent somebody $5,000 by accident via Cash App.
I heard him on the phone. He was very panicky about the whole situation.
I did. It was an accident.
He was stressing out.
You care to explain?
All right. So I own a home in Detroit, and we're doing work on the home. So I had to send the construction crew $5,000. He sent me his Cash App info, and it had a number one at the end of his long name. So I didn't see the number one, so I just put the long name and sent $5,000. 30 minutes later, he says, I never got the money. I opened it up. I realized I sent $5,000 to somebody else.
Drop on the clues bombs for that person who received a blessing this morning, a beige blessing wrapped in a yellow bow.
You got to get that back.
Look.
Why?
To all.
It's not his.
Yes, it is his. You sent it to him, okay? Look, to all of you out there with a beige brain who accidentally send money to strangers via Cash App, please understand there are no mistakes, only happy accidents. All right? Please give the sweet sounds and the hamiltones to all those fools who accidentally
just
give people money via Cash App.
Oh, now you are the donkey.
You hear, Envy?
You should have said my name.
Of the day.
Take it in, Envy.
You are the donkey.
Take it all. Take it all. Oh, it's getting deeper, isn't it? You feel it?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you feel it deep in you?
Yes, I did send the money to the wrong person.
That is stupid. $5,000, that's a lot of money. You know how much money that is? Somebody's whole first of the month is going to be amazing tomorrow.
No, it's not. They
got to
get that back.
Because usually the check on the first is the check that go to all the bills, so you don't really get nothing to put to the side.
Nope.
Now they got something to put to the side because of you. Round of applause.
You're just like Drake in the nice, for, I mean, in the
God's plan video. This is God's plan, and you can't go against it.
Everything happens for a reason. Yeah. It's destiny. It's fate. You are somebody's blessing.
You look at it like that.
You're a great person.
I look at it like it's a test from God to see if you're going to give that money back.
Nope.
So if you know what I
There's
know.
There's no such thing as a test.
You're going to give that money back.
I thought about that. I was like, maybe this is God's way of digitally testing his people.
That's what I think.
But I'm going to tell you something. I think God wanted the person that you sent that $5,000 to have it.
Nah, B.
What was their name? Do you know their name?
I'm not going to tell you the name.
Why not?
Nope.
Why not?
Because they may not
They
know.
Might call in.
Nope, because maybe he doesn't know and I still got a chance to get that money back.
Nope.
You know what's crazy?
You don't know it's a man.
When you use Cash App, you have to actually, like, put your code in before you send the money again.
Idiot.
After you sign in already or
Idiot.
Use your face recognition.
He's stupid.
So there's a lot of different levels to make sure that you actually do this
I'm
properly.
Sure.
It's
they
levels
ask
to that
you,
beige brain.
Is this information correct? Double check it.
People have sent money by accident before.
Nobody has done it, but you're dumb ass.
Well, let's open up the phone lines.
Dumb ass.
I'm gonna get this money back, by the way.
And if anybody needs some money, just
opens in an hour.
Request DJ Envy. He'll probably hit the wrong button by accident and send it to you.
Nah, not at all.
You got it, man.
I don't even have Cash App anymore.
Come on, man. How many cars and watches you got? What is that to you?
Hard work.
What's $5,000 to it? Like you? Can you please remind me?
It's hard work. That's what it is. Hard work.
I think that person received a blessing this morning. That's like manna falling from the sky.
Nah. Okay. This is just like if money falls out of Brink's truck, you can't just take it and say it's yours. That's not a blessing.
You're not a Brink's truck.
That's against the law.
You're not a Brink's truck. You're a beige truck.
Shut up, man. 800-585-1051. Let me ask all my good people out there. There's a lot of good people out there. If somebody sent you $5,000 through Cash App by accident, would you give the money back?
Hey, I can't wait to hear this conversation.
800-585-1051. There's a lot of good people out there. I need all my good people to call up right now that know that this could probably be a test. And you don't want to do God wrong. You don't want
to
do
God
the world wrong.
God ain't got nothing to do with the poor choice you made.
You can't do God wrong. That Please. Person might really need that money.
Everybody clear your throat for y'all. Call up here and say, hell no.
800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're asking 800-585-1051. Yesterday, I accidentally sent $5,000 to somebody I didn't know on Cash App. I was actually sending it to the construction crew out in Detroit to finish up one of the homes I have, and I sent it to somebody else by accident. I was a number off.
Now, I've never used Cash App, but from what I'm hearing, Cash App has mad links, and they ask you mad questions, so it's virtually impossible to send money accidentally to somebody unless you just absolutely were not paying attention. What had you preoccupied, sir?
I was at dinner with the wife. Dinner with the wife and kids. He called and said he needed the money to buy some supplies for tomorrow, so I sent it. He told me his screen name. And his screen name had a 1 at the end of it.
Okay.
I didn't put the 1, and I just sent it in.
Here's the thing, Envy, is that whoever you sent that money to probably already had plans, what they were going to do with it, used it, possibly to cover some bills, and now you are going to ruin their whole entire money.
I want you to think of this scenario. Tomorrow's the first of the month.
Right.
We all know it's rent. It's mortgage, it's bills. Mm-hmm. That check that we get on the first is usually the check that goes towards all of that, so none of it really stays with us. So imagine a man or woman on their knees praying to God for a blessing, praying for just a little bit of financial relief, a little bit of financial cushion, and then all of a sudden they wake up $5,000 in their Cash App, and they're like, oh my God, God answered my prayers, and then you're going to hit them and ask them for that back? What would that do to their faith? Don't do that to them.
Or imagine a guy that works 20 out of 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, consistently works, does all type of jobs to provide for his family.
Sounds like he's got plenty of money to give away.
Plenty.
And a whole family to help and continues to work and been working since he was 16 hard.
Drop on a clues bomb for that charitable individual who has mad money to share with people less fortunate than
him. Because he's out there making money.
Exactly.
So you know
he
what?
Got it.
In order to get, you must give.
Who's donating to basketball tournaments and to Flint, Michigan, and has done so many things.
Oh, my God. He said Flint, Michigan, Yee. Oh, my God.
I can't believe this.
You would stoop that low? You ain't never donated. No, you did send water to Flint.
I said 100,000 bottles of water to Flint,
You did. But you didn't have to bring that.
I do my
God.
What does this have to do with blessing this person?
I'm just saying, I do my due diligence.
So why would you take it back?
Huh?
Why would you take it back?
I need that.
You don't know where this person lives.
You don't know what this struggle is. I'm right. And this person might be an evil, bad person.
But we don't know what this person's struggling with right now.
God,
you might have actually really helped someone.
God sometimes lets things happen to you so he can be a blessing through you.
I know you are a vessel.
But let me send $50. I'll send $50. I'm going to send $50. Hello, who's this?
Oh, vessel.
Yeah, this is Cardi B from Irvington.
Oh, are you from Irvington? I know you ain't giving that money back.
Damn.
You know I'm not.
Stereotype.
See?
That's right, Irvington.
And you fed right into the stereotype.
Tell me why you wouldn't give the money back, Irvington.
Because that's his fault. Like, you made a mistake. Now I'm about to go spend your money.
See? Listen,
I'll give you back like $2,500.
Now let me ask you a question. What would you do with the money?
I'm spending it. I'm buying something, putting some money down on a car.
See?
I don't know.
You see? You see?
What you mean? He might need a car.
He don't need no damn car.
He's going shopping.
See?
Hey, and good brother from Irvington, there are no mistakes, only happy accidents. All right.
My goodness.
Okay.
T.
Yes.
Where you calling from, T?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, you definitely need the money. LeBron yes, gone, economy down, economy down in Cleveland. You need that $5,000.
T, would you get that money back?
No, I wouldn't give it back. But you need to look at it like this also. God don't make no mistakes. You might be paying it forward. You might be paying it forward. And you never know. That person might be helping kids to get backpacks and everything else. And they
yeah,
might be
get
paying
the,
it forward.
Yeah, but you going to take the backpacks away from the kids?
We're doing a backpack drive this
okay,
summer.
Okay, good.
Like
well, this is a great jump start.
Yeah, I'm having my annual backpack giveaway on August 11th in Monk's Corner, South Carolina, and I hope that I can check my Cash App this morning and get me an extra $5,000.
That's a great donation
was
you made.
Was the Cash App named Charlemagne One?
No, it wasn't you. 800-585-1051. If you,
I don't like the lack of faith in your eyes right now.
What?
All right, you look like you don't believe in your Jesus like you did like you did yesterday.
Oh, Evan, you got it. I seen all that stuff you be posting on the gram.
And I believe in that delete button. I'm getting my money back.
God don't make no mistakes, as the young lady from Cleveland just said.
If you got money in your Cash App and you know it wasn't yours, would you give it back?
No.
Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, I accidentally yesterday sent $5,000 to somebody I didn't know.
Via Cash App. Now, let me tell you why this is so hilarious to me. Because Envy looks so sick and so stressed, and he thought these calls was going to go another way and people was going to be like, yeah, we'll give the money back. Now he is losing hope that he's going to get that $5,000 back.
Now somebody just sent me a Cash App request, and the request in the note, it says $5,000 for Envy dumbass to accidentally send me a blessing.
You know what?
Envy, no good is going to come to you if you take that money back from that person.
Hello?
And I don't know who just sent me this message talking about it's for Envy, but you a goddamn fool if you think I'm clicking on this link.
What is it?
Something about Cash App.
Hello?
Nope. Anybody get me?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name, mama?
I'm Tamara.
Where you from, Tamara?
Columbia, South Carolina.
803, the Metro. What's happening?
Now, Tamara, I know you would get that money back.
I definitely would. See, I will never keep that money.
There
That's
you go.
Too much money. I ain't gonna know how to act.
Tamara, why not stop it now? You keep that money. You don't got. I know us South Carolina people got great hearts. You know, and we attempt to do the right thing at all times. But why would you be upset about the blessing that God gave you and $5,000 from somebody else?
Because God didn't give me the $5,000.
How you know what God did? God works in mysterious ways.
He's working through envy.
Nah.
Envy is a vessel.
Hello, who's this?
My name is Alicia.
Hey, Alicia. Now, if you got money in your
cash. Where is Alicia calling from first?
Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, but I'm from Brooklyn, New York, and I love you guys.
You
Brooklyn.
Know you ain't getting that money back.
Let's
Brooklyn.
Talk about what we would
right.
do in the Brooklyn
ahead,
way.
Alicia. Would there's you some, give the money back, Alicia?
There's some good people from Brooklyn. What would you do, mama?
I wouldn't send it back. I'm not going to front.
There we go. We from Brooklyn. Brooklyn keeps on taking
That's
it.
Right.
You keep on taking.
You get that $5,000, then peace is going to be hitting.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, mama.
I'm keeping it. My bills are paid.
It's not your money.
Yes, it is. You put it in her Cash App.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is Mel from Brooklyn.
Mel, what's up, bro? You got some money in your Cash App. I know, like, Brooklyn.
Let me say this. Like, basically, if it was £5,000 on the street, then I'm going to get it back. But since it's $5,000 deposited into your account, I don't know who that money came from. So, yeah, I would give it back because bank fraud ain't no joke.
There you go.
It's not bank fraud. Someone sent you the money.
You got to get that back. It's stolen.
I know that. But if he
it's not stolen.
In, but if he put the claim in, I won't be held liable for that money anyway.
That's
you
right.
Know what I'm saying?
That's right. So, if a bank puts money in your account by accident, you can't just take it out and spend it.
Why not?
You got to get that back.
I'm not going to take it out and spend it, but I'm going to let it sit there.
Then it's going to come right back.
I'm going to take it out and shut down my account.
And you're going to go to jail.
No,
that's
you're not.
Yes, you are.
Sent me the money. I'm going to be like, he sent me the money. It's not my fault. He tried to get it back.
That's like putting something under somebody's Christmas tree with their name on it and then saying, that's not yours. Give it back to me. No.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does.
I'm talking about Evie.
You sent it to my Cash App.
Hello?
With my name.
That's like you handed me some money and then said, give it back. That doesn't make sense.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, bro?
What's going on, man? It's Lloyd from VA.
VA, 757. Now, if you found some money.
I'm down for 704.
804?
Nah, 703.
Oh, 703. All right. Now, if you found some money in your Cash App, would you give it back?
It depends on who it is. Honestly, Envy, I can't give you your money back.
That's foul.
Why? Because you see him on Instagram with all the cars and everything?
Not even that. I remember back in the day when he got that girl fight. So how you know God ain't punishing you?
Hey! Okay. Oh, man.
Karma.
She deserved to be fired.
That hurt me just now, Envy. You let off a chopper just now. I got hit with a string.
Everything on live, man. I remember that. That was rough.
She deserved to be fired, man.
That was years ago. You've been listening to The Breakfast Club for a long time.
That was like 6 years ago.
I'm a faithful fan, man. I love y'all.
So you want to get the money back.
Thank you.
There
you go.
Y'all have a blessing.
What? The plot twist would be is if he accidentally sent it to the girl he got fired 6 years ago.
You know what, Envy? I don't want you to have bad karma. I think you should just let that person have the money.
No.
Isn't it worth it? $5,000 for you to have good karma?
No, I have good karma. I do a lot of great things in this world.
Do you believe in your Jesus?
I do.
Do you believe that your Jesus allows everything to happen for a reason?
All right, well, I'm going to call Cash App in about 30 minutes.
No, answer the question about Jesus.
I'm going to let Jesus talk through me when I call Cash App in 30 minutes.
Do you believe that God makes no mistakes?
Yes, I do.
All right, then.
But I do. I made a mistake.
Well, guess what?
Maybe you're going to get it right back, man. Just stop it, man. You got to just give those blessings, pay it for it, so you can get it right back tenfold.
I do my part with my blessings.
You'll get it back tenfold, Envy.
Nah, B. Nope. Nope.
Who is B?
Imagine if Drake went back to Florida or wherever he did that video at and took all his gifts back from everybody in the God's Plan video. That's what you would be doing right now.
Drake knew who he's giving his money to. Now, if I knew that the person that was getting this money was somebody that was effed up and really needed it, then I would feel a little way. I don't know who this person is.
It's out of the realm.
There might be a rapper that's outside every day giving me a CD that just wants this money.
They definitely need it, Envy.
Now, if it's somebody who needs it, then we have a different conversation.
You don't think a rapper standing outside every morning to hand you a CD needs it?
I'm not giving them $5,000.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's a few guys that stand outside of the radio station ever so often. I would definitely pay them to leave me alone. So if that's what you did, more
power to you. Just think about it. J. Cole stood outside and gave Jay-Z a CD. You could be taking $5,000 from the next J. Cole.
No. I'd rather give it to a mom out there that has a bunch of kids that's having a hard time.
You probably did.
I'd rather give it to a dad out there that can't find a job.
You probably did.
But I don't know who it is. And since I don't know who it is, I'm just thinking it's somebody chilling that's just trying to scam money.
Well, I just want to say more power to the person who has $5,000 extra dollars in their Cash App today. Tweet me later on and just let me know you got the money. You are ours.
Just so
in my heart, I can warm my cold heart knowing that somebody came up off DJ.
And let us know what your situation is, why you need the money, why you deserve the money, and why you need it more than Envy, and let him know what a blessing he is.
And Envy, once again, remember, understand there are no mistakes, only happy accidents.
And promoters, you better hope I get this money back, because I'm charging y'all some extra $5,000.
Oh, okay, you'll get it right back.
Nope. Anyway, we got rumors on the way?
Yes. I mean, since we're talking about giving away money, let's talk about Shad Moss, a.k.a. Bow Wow. He was doing the same thing you were doing yesterday.
We're not the same. We'll talk about it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Day Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
I wouldn't know the end of that song sounded like that if it wasn't for the radio. Really? We don't never get that far. You just hear it in the beginning.
Nice New Orleans bounce.
That's the part that be rocking in the club.
I only hear like the first minute, 30 seconds, but I only listen on Instagram.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Floyd Mayweather versus 50.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Complex News went and spoke to Floyd Mayweather, and they were talking about, of course, his beef with 50 Cent. How did all of that start? Now, Floyd did say that he watches Power. He did say this season has been garbage so far.
That's not true.
But he said the other seasons it's been the best show. Here's what else he had to say.
Went to 50 Cent and asked 50 Cent about getting involved in boxing. And he said, you know, what about, you know, I got the promotion company basically trying to remove Al Haymon. It took me from 1987 to now, you know, to build my brand. Yeah. I said, whatever you got going on,
right,
let's just remain friends and stay cool.
So you felt like he was kind of trying to get his way into the business a little bit more?
I can't really say. Then he said that I owe him money. Right. I don't owe anyone money.
Well, that's why you shouldn't mix business with friendship, you know
sometimes.
What I'm saying? Like sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But when it doesn't work, when you and a person are friends and y'all don't want to do business together, that don't mean y'all shouldn't be friends.
Right.
I agree.
Well, I hope they work. They always fall out and then work it
out. I'm
back
sure they work
again.
It out. They do this a lot, but this has gone a little too far.
Yeah,
but
really far.
But we've seen this before with these two guys.
And you wouldn't be saying Power was whack if y'all was cool. So stop
it. He said it's a great show, but this season, he said, so far has been.
That's not true. He would not be saying that if him and 50 was still cool.
Yeah, not at all. All right. Shad Moss, he went through it yesterday, and he ended up giving away money to people randomly because he said money is the devil to him. Now, I don't know exactly what went down, but I saw that somebody was going at him on Twitter, kind of accusing him of cheating. And Bow Wow addressed the woman and the allegations because she said he's been in the club the last two nights being real friendly, even kicked my friend and me out his section because we was recording. It ain't like he's big time. Well, he responded, "I don't do cameras, you stupid bitch. Come in my section recording, so we shut your bright ass camera down. You got mad, so you tweet my bitch. I pay a bitch $1,000 to slap the lace front off your dusty ass. This goes for the rest of you hoes. Leave me and mine the F alone."
Now that's the devil.
Damn, Bow Wow. Okay.
Stop. I hate when people say money is the devil. Money's not the devil.
He said, "I hate you effing bloggers too. Shade Room, I F with you. All you other gossiping ass hateful sites, F you. Your comment sections, F you. Smash a pass, BS. I wouldn't F you ugly. I shop at Lane Bryant bitches ever."
What's wrong with Lane Bryant?
I don't know.
Lane Bryant is big girls.
That's
right?
For the big girls. Yeah, drop on the clues bombs for
Lane Bryant,
man.
Lane
Bryant,
great clothes.
Dressing big girls since 1932.
Now, Shad Moss then says, "Sending my fans money today. I don't want it. This money is evil. Maybe y'all can do some good with it. Enjoy. I've already started cash apping. You don't have to like me or love me. Just know I'm paying you guys back for all the BS I put you through. I owe y'all." This is why I thought Envy was doing the same thing.
Once again, money.
Nah, I wasn't doing the same thing.
Money is not the devil. The devil is the devil. Okay, stop it. Money, you can do a lot of good with money.
All right, LeBron James, let's talk about his I Promise school that opened yesterday in his
hometown,
Akron,
good with
Ohio.
Money.
Now, it's going to be 240 students there, at-risk Ohio kids in the third and fourth grade. They're going to expand that to first through eighth grade by 2022. And you can see there's sneakers all along the wall. So I'm sure that's exciting for the kids to every day come in and see the sneakers along the wall.
Now, is LeBron James money the devil? Nope, because he's utilizing it the right way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to use it for good. Now, you can also buy the shoes, and anybody who does buy any of the shoes, their name will be enshrined on the I Promise School sneaker wall as well. So that's the LeBron James Family Foundation. He also talked about the Lakers and what made him decide to join. Here's what he said.
I definitely thought long and hard about the possibilities of line up alongside Ben and Embiid or line up aside, Harden and Chris. I felt like at this point in my career, the ultimate for me, you know, just like when I went to Miami, everyone kind of looks at me joining a super team. But I think Miami was 35 and 47, you know, the year before I joined that team. And you can look at the Lakers, you know, a record from. So I like the challenge.
I know the reporter that was talking to LeBron was probably a little starstruck, but you're supposed to tell LeBron knock it off right then and there, okay? Miami was not a super team the year before because D-Wade was by himself. He became a super team when LeBron and Chris Bosh came there together the next year and joined with D-Wade, okay? You two joining D-Wade there made it a super team. You are not joining with any other superstars in L.A., so it's not a super team. Like, stop it.
All right, like, now, Beyonce, let's talk about her Vogue cover. Now, this is great. And, you know, we love Beyonce always making strides and doing things that haven't been done before. So what she did was Vogue gave her full control over the September cover, which features images of her. They don't do that ever. They're saying it's also going to be Anna Wintour's last issue because she's the editor for all this time. Well, it turns out that she actually hired the first black photographer for the cover of Vogue. She hired a 23-year-old black photographer.
Okay, that's
and
dope.
Beyonce used her power and influence to make sure that she got him that assignment, Tyler Mitchell.
Tyler Mitchell?
Can you believe that in 126 years, they've never had a black photographer shoot a cover of Vogue, ever.
Wow.
Yes, I can believe that.
In that whole entire history. So thanks to Beyonce, it's going down.
This is America. Of course I can believe that.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Shout to you guys over at Revolt. We'll see you tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mix is up next. Get your request on right now. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.